The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today in the studio, I'm happy to have Martha Nielsen here to talk about her Caregiving for Ourselves and Others workshop that she is hosting starting in April. So welcome, Martha. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and I believe you're doing this through a church, your church at Hot Springs Village, correct?
That is correct. My church is Presbyterian Kirk in the Pines in Hot Springs Village. I have been a member of the Kirk for about 12 years. Moved here from Omaha, Nebraska, where I was ending a career as I have a PhD in medical microbiology and had ended a career of research and teaching career at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska.
Wonderful.
Yes. Moved to the village. We love it here very, very much.
And so you're very involved with the church, and I know you're also involved with hospice, correct?
That is correct. That's one of the first things I did when I moved to the village was take the training to become a hospice volunteer, particularly doing respite care for people who were caring for their loved ones at home.
And that's kind of how this idea of this caregiver workshop came to you, right?
It is. I actually have been involved in both sides of caregiving. When I was in my 50s and fully involved in a professional career, I was diagnosed with a very chemo-resistant and very aggressive lymphoma that culminated in a stem cell transplant from my own stem cells and radiation treatments. And I had to learn suddenly not to be the caregiver like I had been for my children and for other people in my life, but I had to become a receiver. And I found out how difficult that can be. So I know the patient side, and I can also identify with the caregiver side because of work I did in the church on congregational care committee, where we took care of so many people and had lots of people who needed trips to the doctor and have care, like meals brought to their home, etc. As an Arkansas hospice volunteer, I have a lot of experience watching caregivers and seeing how they feel and what their needs are and how difficult it can be to take care of yourself while you are taking care of someone else.
Do you feel like that's kind of the greatest need that you see, like, as we're taking care of our loved one in this very difficult time? Do we not take care of ourselves very well? Is that your experience?
It can be, and some people seem to do right well with it and others do not, but everybody who's a caregiver needs some time away and some time for self-care. It's so important to being able to care for someone else. If you cannot care for yourself, you're both in trouble.
Right, and I think people forget that. I worked in hospice for several years myself, and I think that, because I just distinctly remember this little lady that was taking care of her husband, and she had this, you know, they didn't have a lot of money to be able to pay someone to come in, and And help them. And so we had a volunteer that came in, and during that time that the volunteer was there, she would have to go to the grocery store, she would have to go to the post office, you know, and that's within like a 2 or 3 hour time. She was just kind of frantically running around getting all this stuff done. And I think we don't think about that was just her running errands. Like there was no real time for her to do something she enjoyed. Right, even like to get her hair done or, you know, those types of things. So I love that you're talking about this because there is such a need. And I'm sure you have experienced, because I experienced this a lot, people will not let their family members know. They don't want to be a burden to their family members, right? So they really are kind of resistant to letting extended family know that, you know, I'm really having a hard time and it would be wonderful to have someone come in and sit with, you know, my husband or child or whoever that is, right?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons that I believe so strongly in hospice is that they care not just for the patient, they care for the entire family. And that goes on long past the end of the patient's life. As a hospice respite care volunteer, I felt like I was there as much, if not more so, for the family member as for the patient. I did a lot of kind of non-professional counseling, just listening to people and asking them how are they doing and what their needs are. So yeah. I love that about being a hospice volunteer and the whole concept of hospice.
And there's such a need for volunteers. So I know that you're here to talk about this caregiver workshop that you're going to do. But I love that we've kind of talked about the need for hospice volunteers. And would you, as a volunteer yourself, would you speak to that just for a moment to someone who maybe has thought about it but hasn't actually taken the steps to do that? It seems like it's been nothing but positive for you.
It has been very positive for me. And I have to admit, even though I wanted to do it very much, I was afraid. I thought, I'm going to be left alone with this patient, and what will I do? And what I didn't know until after I took all the training that there would be people I could call immediately if there was a crisis of any sort. I was very well trained before I ever sat with a patient. And as I did more and more of it, and each situation was quite different, but it became less of concern to me and more kind of a mission feeling that I had.
What is it that you do when you're there, just as kind of as an education a little bit? You're mostly just sitting and being present, right?
Mostly it is being present. I have fed patients that needed to have one lady, I always had a banana while I was there. And so my job was to break off little pieces of the banana and give it to her. I had times when the patient was sleeping most of the time, and I always brought my computer with me. I was writing a book, and so I actually did some of the writing while I was sitting quietly with a patient. Sometimes I spent the whole time talking and listening to the patient. It depended on what kind of condition they were in.
Yeah. Well, thank you for speaking to that. Hopefully one of our listeners or multiple of our listeners will hear this and be like, you know, I'm going to make that. Just call, right? Any local hospice, you're with Arkansas Hospice. We have several other hospices in the area. Just call. They need volunteers. So so let's segue into your workshop that you're doing. And you said it's at the Presbyterian Kirk in the Pines in Hot Springs Village. And so it starts in April. So just give us some details about this Caring for Ourselves workshop that you're hosting.
All right. There are seven sessions on seven consecutive Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10:30. And it's set up to sort of do a progression from caring for ourselves to caring for others. The very first session is going to be given by Ben Meek one of our Kirk members, actually, who's a licensed clinical marriage and family therapist. And he's going to talk about adjusting to the changes that come to us as we age and how those affect our family relationships. That is just setting the stage for the things that will be happening and helping us prepare for that.
And, you know, that's so interesting because in my experience, a lot of the struggle that people have, and I think of maybe family members that come to help, or I know a situation where a sibling took in, that I just speak from my own experience working in hospice, but there was a sibling who took in another sibling after they had gotten a terminal diagnosis. And, you know, it didn't go well because of those family dynamics, right? I always thought, you know, if we could just start at the day of diagnosis and move forward, you know, it would solve so many problems, but it doesn't work that way. You still have all of that baggage that we have from our families whenever we step into these caregiver roles. So I love that that's kind of where you're starting. I think that's so important.
The second session is going to be done by Kathy Packard, who is executive director of Oaklawn Center on Aging. And she's going to be bringing Lee Catherine Lackey from Home Instead and also Lacey Swayze from Elite Home Health. And they're going to be talking about what resources are available in the Hot Springs Village area to help people who are either caring for themselves and have a chronic diagnosis they have to have help with, or caring for other people. We need to know what is available to help us get through these situations.
Wonderful. I love that. And Oaklawn Center on Aging is a wonderful resource. I would encourage anyone to just give them a call.
Absolutely. Kathy Packard is wonderful. She does so many classes. They have wonderful, wonderful classes there. Yeah. And so I've asked her to come and talk about that. The third and fourth sessions are going to be given by Dr. Sally Fitzer, who is a retired professor from UAMS, and she is a volunteer presenter for Arkansas AARP, which is how I found out about her. And she's going to come. The third session is called Preparing to Care, and she explained to me that it is primarily centered on how to take care of yourself while you're caring for someone else. The second one she's going to do is called Brain Health. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I do know that she has a lot of experience in that area, and I think she's going to be talking about how to help keep your brain healthy, mm-hmm. and things that we can do for ourselves.
And maybe even just how stress of caregiving affects us, right? And lack of sleep and those things affect our brain health tremendously.
Absolutely. I'm excited mm-hmm. to hear what she has to say about that, because as we age, all of us mm-hmm. are going to have brain deficiencies creep up, whether it's not remembering words or names or all the way to very difficult situations. Yeah. Yeah. That leads into the fact that Kathy Packard is going to be coming the fifth session once again, and she's going to talk about the special needs of people who are caring for someone with Alzheimer's and dementia care. And they don't have time to do they do an entire workshop with this that people can certainly sign up for once mm-hmm. they've had a little taste of it. But as a hospice volunteer, one of the training sessions was a sampling of what they called Take a Walk in My Shoes. And it affected me amazingly. They put glasses on you that distort your vision, and they put headphones on you that intermittently will have a siren or some other thing, constant chatter, something going on. And then they give you a direction like, take the yellow sweater out of the suitcase and put it on the bed. And I thought, nah, I can do that. No big deal.
Wow.
I realized just how difficult that is. And I think she's going to be able to bring just small samples of the kinds of things they do in their bigger workshop.
I love that. That's amazing. And I know from my own experience, working in hospice, that caregivers of Alzheimer's and dementia patients it is the most difficult. Family members have such a hard time doing that. So I encourage anyone struggling with that right now to come to that one for sure.
Absolutely. And I do want to mention that all of these sessions are independent, and people who sign mm-hmm. up don't have to say, I'm coming to 7 sessions. We particularly want to know how many people will be coming at the beginning so that we can get an idea of how many chairs to set mm-hmm. up and how much of the light refreshments that we're going to be offering we'll need to be having. So it's important to us to have people register.
So you don't have to register to be at every single one of these
Absolutely.
Sessions. You can kind of come and go. I love that, yes.
At this point, we're particularly asking people to register if they want to come to the first one, and we'll get an idea. We're going to have to right. sort of take that at the beginning and then see who's there, who wants to come again, and have other people sign up. It's going to be a learning process as we go along.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation, 501-620-4800.
The final two sessions, session 6 is going to be given by Jason Clenny, who's the area manager for Arkansas Hospice. And I've asked him to talk about dispelling the fear of hospice and palliative care and what's the difference and how do people go from one to the other or what the different needs are. And I think people are so afraid of the very word hospice mm-hmm. that they think this is something I don't want to talk about, I don't want to look into. And from my experience, I know how wonderful an experience it can be for the patient and also for the people who love that patient.
And I can say, working with families of hospice patients, I think the thing I heard the most often, and you may have experienced this as well, is I should have called sooner. I wish I had called sooner. If I'd only known, I would have called sooner. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important, especially as we talk about caregiving, to realize that this is not something to fear. It's something to embrace as a gentle way of closing the door for a patient who is not expected to live for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And if we think about death is a part of life, right? It's almost like we try to not think about that, but it's so, I'm always fascinated by that because we all know we're going to be affected by it in some way, yet nobody wants to talk about it. I think that's a lot of why I do this work and, why I do the podcast and why I love to, talk about grief and loss as much as I can because in hospice, there was a lot of beautiful experiences of death. And let's just normalize that. Be present for that conversation. So again, I think this is all part of normalizing this aspect of our lives that we're all going to have to deal with.
on both sides of the issue.
Yes.
We have to deal with it as a survivor, and we have to deal with it as we approach our own deaths.
Yes. Yes. And these are all things that can be helpful just knowledge-wise for yourself, right? Not just as a caregiver of someone that you're caregiving right now. You could come to each of these sessions just as to get information, right?
Absolutely.
Future.
And that was the brainchild, how it all started, as I thought about a progression in aging, which is so important, especially to people in Hot Springs Village, because we are an aging community. And I think it's very important to want to learn how to deal with those changes and some of the aspects of caring for yourself as you're going through them, and then caring for other people that you love, and sometimes people that you don't particularly love, just as a volunteer.
Yes. And so then the final session.
The final session, I am very thankful that you have agreed to give a session that I thought was extremely important, because I didn't want it. I wanted it to end not just death. And so I asked if you would come and talk about what I'm calling rebuilding your life after caregiving. And I think that's really important, because so many caregivers, sometimes for years, have been taking care of someone. You let your other friendships lapse. You let the clubs that you used to belong to lapse. You don't get out to be around people for a long time. And when that comes to a screeching halt, and I think that's another thing I learned from being a hospice volunteer, there's a huge hole in your heart and also in your lifestyle.
Because your whole life revolved around caregiving.
It did.
Yeah.
And when that person is gone, there's a huge hole. And I wanted to end the workshop on discussing ways in which you can start to rebuild a life that does not revolve around someone else. And that kind of takes us full circle back to caring for yourself.
Absolutely. And I think, and I'm, thank you for inviting me to that, by the way. And I think an important part of that, whenever we talk about that transition from caregiving to now I'm a widow or widower, or, you know, maybe a bereaved parent, you know, whatever that looks like for your situation, it doesn't mean moving forward without your person. I believe in continuing a relationship. If you've been married for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, the likelihood of if you can, you know, just kind of get on with your life and not think about your spouse is not realistic, and that's not my approach. So, again, I love just normalizing this conversation. So thank you for the opportunity to do that. So let's round off our conversation here with how can our, you said you would really kind of like to have a registration number for the first session. So how would our listeners go about getting in touch with you and registering for the workshop?
We have identified our secretary at Presbyterian Kirk in the Pines to be the one to register people. So people can register by calling the Kirk office, which is 501-922-1333, and simply give your name and that you would like to sign up for this first session on April 19th, that is Adjusting to Change.
And this is all free, right?
Oh, there's absolutely.
No charge, yes.
There are no charges. We will have some light refreshments, coffee and tea and some muffins or something like that, that will be part of it. But it's really a gift from Kirk in the Pines, not only to our own congregation, but to other people in the area who would like to learn about some of these things.
Yes, I love it. So it's Wednesdays starting April the 19th at 9 a.m. is when they start. And so it possibly goes to 10:30. Just kind of depends upon how each session goes, right? And
correct.
So, and they, the members would be able to, members of the audience would be able to ask questions from the presenter and those types of things, right?
Absolutely. It's not going to be an hour and a half lecture. I think that all of the presenters feel it's important for people to be able to ask questions. And people who are coming have specific needs, mm-hmm. and they need to ask those specific questions. So we've set aside an hour and a half, but it's certainly not something that will be an hour and a half lecture.
Right. We're not going to sit there. I know I couldn't speak for an hour and a half, so hooray for that, yes. So let's finish up by, again, what church you were at, the location and phone number just one more time.
It is Presbyterian Kirk in the Pines in Hot Springs Village at 275 Asturias Drive. If you have a GPS, you can get there quite easily. Not so easy if you don't have a GPS anywhere in the village.
Yes.
It's going to be in the lower level and in a big hall.
Is there a gate that it's close to coming into the village? Are y'all close to a particular gate?
Not necessarily, but I will be giving the gates, both gates, a list of people like the presenters, and also I am telling them that other people may be coming in, and they will identify themselves as coming to the caring workshop.
Okay, so, and I think that that's an important point. So if you're coming to the village outside, like maybe if you haven't been there before, you would need to go to the main gate and then tell them that you're coming to this workshop at the church, and then they are just going to let you come through.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
They usually give you a little placard that says yeah. you're a visitor, or they may just say, go ahead and yeah. do this, because we have a number of people who come to go to church, even though they don't live right. in the village. So.
Yeah, and, you know, at the gate, they're used to these types of things. So.
And they will have, I've got a written sheet that I'm giving to both gates, so yeah. they'll know what people are talking about yeah. if they say that.
Zero stress. Don't let that be something that keeps you from this. Well, Martha Nielsen, thank you so much for coming to talk about this. You are the head of Christian education there at Presbyterian Kirk in the Pines. And I thank you so much for coming to talk about this important topic and for hosting this caregiver workshop.
It's been my pleasure, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.